Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sandra, and my meditation this morning was a little bit different. God had me meditate with the masters first before he gave me his word. So I'm just going to start by reading my notes. Today is March the 18th, 2013. The word that God gave me this morning is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Today I meditated with the masters and was blessed by each. Before the blessing, I was told, keep your eyes on God. I repeated over and over, I will keep my eyes on thee. After meditating with the masters, God gave me his word for today. I read the verse, and it complements what I was told. Keep my eyes on God. Jesus suffered. He was mocked, lied on, threatened, insulted. But he did not retaliate. He kept his mind on the Father. I will repay, saith the Lord. God is the judge, the only true judge. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. God is a righteous God. He will handle those who attack his children, his chosen ones. He does not want us to respond to those who insult us. He does not want us to get even with those who hurt us. It is God who will judge them accordingly. We are to keep our mind on God at all times. People hated Jesus. People denied Jesus. People insulted Jesus. People decreased his value. People turned away from his truth. People were evil and hateful toward Jesus. Do you think you'll be treated any better than the Son of God? People are still hateful and evil. That hasn't changed. People are still in denial, and people still do not believe. There will always be such people. God is forever the same, and he will judge those who persecute his chosen. We are to keep God in the forefront of our minds. We are not to even think about those who treat us badly. We are not to spend any of our energy on them, for they are not worthy. Our energy is for those who seek God, who want a relationship with him, who believe in him. We are to share God's word, and all those who reject his word are not our concern. Those who reject his love are not our concern. Those who reject his truth are not our concern. God is a righteous God. He is the only true judge. Keep your eyes on God. Stay in his light. Stay in his energy. Stay in his vibration. Stay in his power. Be his wisdom. Be his light. Be his love. Do not step out of his mercy and grace, for his love for you is like no other. He is truth, and you are his chosen. Keep your eyes on God. Don't worry about what people say about you or how they treat you. God is the judge. You are not here for them. You are here for God. God sent Jesus to the people to reveal himself. Many came after Jesus to reveal God. All were treated the same. So those haters and disbelievers will always exist. Shake off the dust and don't look back. They are not worthy of your time and energy. Only those who receive God are worthy. God will take care of the rest, for he is a righteous God. Rewards on earth burn in the fire. Rewards that are divine cannot burn. They are valuable and cannot be compared to those rewards from man. Rewards that can be consumed in fire and destroyed, or the rewards received from man. God had told me not to look for man's honor and respect, for he is dark and has no honor. Look to please him, not man. God told me I am respected. I am honor to him. That is all that matters. That's another subject. Do not seek favor from man. Seek it from God. He is the one who matters. Selah. That last part came to me because I was finished. And that last part came to me because I got a remembering my English. Ugh. But anyway, a thought came into my mind about how I was feeling down because I was not respected and I wasn't honored. And I would ask God, send me people who respect me and honor your gift. And he told me, he said, don't seek respect and honor from man. He said, you are respected. You are honored by me. So he's letting me know and remember, don't seek it from man. Men change. People change. They will love you, then they will hate you. They will love you in the morning and hate you that evening. They will respect you, and then they will disrespect you. They will honor you, and then they will deny you. They will honor your gift and then deny it, say, that ain't right. That's from the devil or whatever. People change. God does not. God let me know that I am respected, I am honored by him, and that's all that matters. We are here not to please man. We are here to please God. We are here not for man. We are here for God. It is God's light, God's power, God's energy, God's wisdom, God's vibration, God's love, God's peace, God's joy, God's everything that we are here for. Not for man. I mean, you can't even compare man's love to God. Huh? Try. You can't compare God's peace to man. Try. Because man changes. Man does not stay the same. Man changes. Man is wishy-washy. Man is, what's that word? Oh, my God. Shabiate. What's the word for shabiate? Man is conditional. God is not. God is unconditional. Man is at peace, then he's not. He's a wreck. I mean, man, you just can't compare the characteristics of man to that of God. It's not possible. You have to be inside God to be God, to show God. I can't show God in my flesh. I can't be in Sandra and show you God. Now, I can be in the power of God and show you God. I could be in his light. I could be in his peace. I could be in his love and show you God. But I cannot show you God inside of me, inside my own flesh, because the flesh is not God. It is what's inside that flesh that is God. You have to go within to show God, because he's inside of you. He's not you. He's within you. And you draw him through you. That's the only way you can show him. So God tells me, I'm probably on another subject again, but God tells me, don't look for honor, respect for me. Please me, because I'm the one that matters, not man. Oh, Lord, this is a totally different recording, but I'm just being in the moment. Just being in a moment. God is good. Before I came to record this, I was saying, you know, some people do their blog talk show once a week. God has a word every day. He has a message every day. And there's, what, 360 days in a year or something like that? Can you imagine 360 messages from God? From God? Wow. That's why I'm recording every day. I looked at my notes and I didn't share everything. There's some days we skipped. Just like the one about honor and respect. God didn't have me share that day. That was a message for me. He was talking directly to me. And so that wasn't anything that he had me share, except for this little bit today when it came into my thoughts. Man. So there's probably a couple other things in my notes I haven't shared. But every day, God has a message every day. And not just one either. As you can see, I shared with you God's message for the day, and I even threw in a previous message that he brought to my attention. So God shares more than one message. So imagine if he had me share with you every message he gives me in a day. Wow. This is something, let me share this real quick. Yesterday, God is teaching me how to hear his voice and how to react on it right away. How to be focused in that moment. And I'm going to give you an example. I was like, oh my God. Yesterday, I had this daydream. It just popped in my head out of nowhere, a daydream. And in that daydream, I was offered some food, and I said, well, no, thank you. And then I was like, come on, you need to eat something, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I said, just, so this person fixed me a big plate of food, and I just looked at it. And I just took a little teeny bit of the food, and my stomach went into convulsions. My stomach, I mean, it just, well, not, I'm probably using the wrong word. But anyway, my stomach just started cramping up and hurting real bad, and I was like doubled over just from a little teeny weeny bit of the food. And then I pushed the plate away and said, I'm done. And that was that. And then the very next vision was, somebody asked if, you know, if I wanted some tea, if I wanted something to drink. I said, oh, I'll take some tea. And then the person was going and showing me, okay, I got this tea, that tea, this tea, that tea. Which one? I said, oh, I want to try that one over there. And the tea that I was pointing at wasn't open yet. It was like a sealed box. And she said, well, this one isn't open yet. I got all these over here. And the man, the husband, said, she wants to try that one. Give her that one. He said, but honey, it's not open. He said, open it. What's the problem? Just open it. That's the one she wants to try. And so she was like upset. She was mumbling under her breath and fussing and complaining. And she fixed the tea, and then God said, don't drink it. And so when she, so I told the husband, I said, I changed my mind about the tea. I don't want it after all. And then he just looked at me. And then she came in with the tea, and then she like almost threw it on the table. And her husband looked at her and looked at me, and then he said, she doesn't want the tea anymore. She won't be drinking the tea. And then she was, what? And, you know, I opened the box, blah, blah, blah. She's just going on and on. And then I looked at him, and I said, do you see what I mean now? You know why now? And then he just sat back and sunk back in his chair. And that was the visions I had, right? So I didn't think anything of those two visions. But then when I went to my son's house after we did our thing that Sunday, like we do every Sunday, and went there, and his wife fixed me, my daughter-in-law fixed me a big plate of spaghetti, and I ate the first bite, and my stomach went to that pain that I had in the vision. Oh, my God. Ow, what's going on? My stomach was hurting so bad. I was doubled over. I said, it's disrespectful not to eat. She fixed me this plate. It was a big plate, too, just like in the vision. And I sat there and I ate the entire plate, and I was in so much pain. But I ate it out of respect for her. I ate it. And then I thought, and while I was eating, I thought about that vision I had that was like God saying, don't eat. But I ate to respect her. And I wasn't supposed to eat. But I didn't know that until I had that first bite, and it was just like the vision. The first bite was painful, but I ate it anyway. Then she asked if I wanted something to drink, and I asked for tea. Okay, this is the second vision, right? I did ask for the tea, and the one I picked was sealed. You see how it is? The one I picked was sealed. I said, oh, no, that's not right. It's sealed. Don't worry. Don't open it. She said, oh, that's no problem. I'll open it. So she opened it for me. I mean, she wasn't like the lady in the vision that didn't want to blah, blah, blah. But it was a sealed box that I ended up picking, okay? That was the part of that vision. And I drank it. The tea was delicious. But as I drank it, I said, I'm going to still drink this tea. Because in the vision, I didn't drink it. So I drank most of it, and I didn't drink the rest. And I was in so much pain. And then when I had my little grandbaby, I was holding her. I was in so much pain. I said, baby, grandma hurting. I said, help Grandma Tommy. I know you can do it. Help Grandma Tommy. So she did. The whole time after that, my stomach didn't hurt at all. Not one bit. You know what? When I left, and as soon as I was up to leave, my stomach went back hurting. And I was in pain all the way home. She helped me. My little grandbaby helped my tummy. And when I left that house, I was back in pain, and I was hurting all the way home. Then I came home and ate some ginger, and God had me fix my ginger tea. And then I talked to him, and then the pain went away. My God, God is good. Why wasn't I supposed to eat? I believe it's because God has been working on my body. He's been doing different things to me, and doing meditation and my yoga practice. So I believe I wasn't supposed to eat any heavy food. Now, I did eat 2 apples before I got over there. So I'm only supposed to eat something light and something that's in its natural state, something that's whole, and my juicing. And eating food, heavy food, because, you know, spaghetti is a heavy food anyway, but eating heavy food did something to my stomach that caused the pain because it was heavy. The apples, I didn't have a problem at all when I ate the apples. I ate 2 apples. They were little apples, but I ate 2, and I didn't feel any pain or anything. But I was still hungry, you know. So I believe that's why I was given that vision as a warning. Do not eat. Do not eat. And now I understand. So I'm thankful. I thank God for showing me, okay, because I daydream all the time. And a lot of times the stuff I daydream do end up happening, or something I dream about, I wake up and within a couple of hours, whatever I dreamt about happens out there to somebody, if not me. So I believe he's teaching me how to be aware and alert, because I asked for that. You know, I asked him to help me be alert at all times. And so this is his way of teaching me. So now that I understand, I just got to remember now, he's going to show me a vision so that I can be on my toes. So when that vision come true, or similar to that vision, because you know it's not going to be exact, but when that vision shows up, I'll know what to expect. So this is his way of showing me, teaching me. So God, I'm telling you, God is good. All you have to do is ask him, and he will show you. Because I asked. I said, help me to stay focused and alert. And this was the test. This was to show me. This is how I can keep you focused and alert. So now I know. So I just got to remember now, right? Okay, well, I just wanted to, I don't know, I just threw that part in there. But God is your teacher. He will show you. He will teach you what you want to know. He will do it. So as long as in alignment with what he wants from you, you know, in case y'all be thinking some crazy stuff out there. But anyway, this is Sandra with My Transformation. God bless you always, and may you continue to walk your path to him. God bless. Ilah Selah Genasha. Keep your eyes on God.